we're taking up some areas pertaining to the Seder. Now, a major aspect of the Seder is the mitzvah of Sipri Kriyas Mitzrayim. That's the whole idea, really. Everything revolves around that. But there are different dimensions to the Sipur. Included in the Sipur, part of the Sipur, is V'yigar Zal Mincha, that you shall teach it to your son. So that's a chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah by itself. It's incorporated in the framework of Sipur. Okay, now, if you don't have a son, so, well, obviously you should teach, you know, your daughter, your children, and so forth, but let's say you don't have any children at all, so you're exempt, obviously, then you do Sipur. But the idea of Migat Levincha can be expanded a little bit. In other words, the real concept behind it is that this is the foundation of the Masorah. So really, this is the night on which you transmit the Masorah to the next generation. Now, the highest level would be your own child. But beyond that, anybody would be considered a candidate. In other words, a person that's, as I said, this is the time of Kiruv, a person that's not really educated or committed, so to speak, to Judaism. So if you have somebody like that, this is really the ideal time to go through the story and to try to convey to them the significance of it. Okay? Now, an important element of the Haggadah is the aspect of education, because the educational philosophy of Judaism comes into the fore. As we said, if it's the mitzvah is to teach your children, so then you have to be a bit of an educator. Now, the Rambam includes, that's the whole idea of the mitzvah, of what mitzvah is connected to that, at the Seder. Karpas comes after Kiddush. Why do we do it? It's the dipping of the vegetable. And it finds its way into the four questions. The two dippings. The dipping of Karpas and the dipping of Moror. Now, the reason for that is Shinui, to make a change. To do so precisely. In other words, then the child's going to ask, why are we doing this? Because normally we don't dip before the meal. And the answer is, that's precisely why we're doing it, to get your attention, to make a change, to do something different. But the Rambam says, V'tzarech lasos shinui b'layla zeh, that a person is obliged to do something different on this night, k'dei sheyiru habanim, so that the children will see, v'yishalu, and ask, v'yomru, and they'll say, manashtana halayla zeh mikol halelos. Why is this night different from all the nights? Asha yoshiv lahem v'yom lahem, so that he will respond to them and say to them, kach v'kach ira kach v'kach oya. The Ketzad Mishana, and how does he make a change? Machalik lahem kloyos ve'gozim. He gives out to them treats. V'okrinas ha'shulchan mipneihem. Now, okrinas ha'shulchan mipneihem means you remove the table from before them. Everybody used to eat, today we only have one table, but each person used to have his own little snack table, so to speak. So, you take away, before the meal is served, you take away the table. So, that would constitute a change. Now indeed, that's part of the mitzvah of Karpas. That today, where we all eat on one table, after you dip the vegetable, you're supposed to remove the Seder plate. That's in the place of Okrinas HaShulchan. You see? So basically, the institution of Karpas is because of this point, to arouse the curiosity of the child. Except, you know, you try to use him, you know, that doesn't get his attention, so you do other kinds of things. You think of all different kinds of shticks in order to get the attention of the child. A shinui, to make a shinui. Yuchodfin matzah zemizeh. Ukiyote bedvarim ha'elu. And they would take the matzah from each other, grab it from each other. And then he says, and the like. He's just telling you certain examples of what was done. But a person has to use his imagination. Why? What's the purpose of all of this? Because since this is the night of transmitting the Masorah to the next generation, to the child, so you have to educate. Now the philosophy, what's the Jewish philosophy of education? The Jewish philosophy of education is that it works the best when you've aroused the curiosity. when questioning, to encourage questioning. So that, because if someone has a question that's bothering him, so he's involved, he'll listen. That's the idea. I used to say that the way that it's done in the schools, in all the schools, is contrary, basically, to the way the Rambam is describing. Because it presupposes that the child comes into that night not prepared, and then he notices these things, and then he asks the question, and that's how you get involved. But what they do in the schools is that they prepare him, and they give him all kinds of scripts, you know, what he should say over and practicing and so on and so forth. So when the night comes, there's no curiosity. He has no curiosity. I mean, the whole idea is that he would have curiosity. He's not expecting anything, and he sees something different. But if he's been told already about all these different things, so then when he sees them happening, they're not going to have that effect upon him. So I said, it seems to me that the Rambam's premise is that there's one area, at least when the child is very young, because, all right, after a couple of years, he's into it already, so then that's a different story. But at least at the very outset, initially, his Seder experience should be one which he really wasn't prepared for, was unanticipated, and it arouses curiosity, and the parent starts to explain and give him answers. So, I mentioned this, and I've been saying this idea for years and years. But the average response of the average individual is, well, you know, like, it's very strange. And so anyways, I saw in the, I want to read to you from the Haggadah of the Rav. This is the new Haggadah that was put out by Rabbi Ganak. He gathered together commentary of the Rav in different places and put it where it was appropriate. So I saw this. So I'm quoting, "It is impossible to foresee what..." But by the way, this ties in with something else. Most people have the idea that the four questions are only, you know, said by the child. And then the rest of the